Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We bring in super friend of the show, Mary Kay Cabot, and she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Make sure you read her every day in the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How you doing?
Do you recover? Big weekend.
Big weekend.
Hope you recovered.
Yes. Huge weekend for you. Yeah, you
know, it's really not even just a weekend. I mean, it's the, you know, all the months that lead up to it. It's going to the Senior Bowl and going to the Combine and, you know, just trying to do all the draft prep and free agency. So people, you know, think that there is an off season in the NFL. There really isn't.
Okay, Mary Kay, this is my first question for you because I know you can answer it. Does Kenny Pickett going to the Steelers end any question that Baker Mayfield will not end up in Pittsburgh?
I think so. Yeah, okay. I don't think there's any chance of that happening. Not yet.
What was?
You can put it that.
Yeah, was there a way that Baker was going to go there without getting cut from the Browns?
No.
Okay.
No. That was just something that, and I think I was probably one of the first people.
You were.
Right to put that in my in one of my. Hey MKs or something like that. And I had talked to someone, I think it was at the Senior Bowl, maybe even the Combine, where they said, oh, if they let him go, the Steelers are picking him up immediately. And somehow that seemed to kind of take fire a little bit. But, I don't know if they absolutely would have or not. But that was some of the speculation that was out there.
The draft left me with two big things moving forward, Mary Kay. Okay. Hopefully the wide receivers that you passed on by trading the pick in the second round to Houston don't turn out to be great players and significantly better than David Bell. And, all right, you took a kicker in the fourth round. He better be really darn good. Those were just the main two thoughts that I had out of the draft, along with the fact that, oddly enough, their second, third, and fourth picks were all for critical positions of need.
Well, you know, let's start with the receiver part of it. It is going to be interesting to look and see what happens with some of the receivers that they passed on, the Sky Moores, the Alex Pierce, the George Pickens, yep. The John Michis. You know, these guys, we will be looking at those guys over the years and saying, you know, did they do the right thing? There were also some defensive players that they passed on when they traded down from number 44. But the other thing to look at when you make this evaluation is, what did Perrion Winfrey and Cade York do for you?
Correct.
And does that, you know, outweigh what might have happened had you had only Sky Moore as opposed to David Bell and Cade York and Perrion Winfrey? So you kind of have to look at it like that. And the truth of the matter is, we just don't know for a while. We don't know. I mean, David Bell was incredibly productive in college, more so than these other guys even. But he does have speed issues, and we'll have to see how that goes in the NFL. If he's a good possession receiver and you can get the ball out quickly and he's got it in his hands and he does a lot of the same things that he did in college, then, you know, then it's a great pick. But I think these are all things to question.
Immediate impact players. I got to believe Emerson Martin's going to have the opportunity to have an immediate impact. And then the other one would obviously be David Bell. What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Martin Emerson. I would say the guy's name backwards. Sorry. Martin Emerson. Sorry.
I would put Alex right in that category too. The third round edge rusher that they got, because I think he'll be part of the edge rush rotation right away.
Okay.
I still think there's a good chance that, you know, that they will sign Jadeveon Clowney. And, you know, even if they do or they don't, I still think that Alex Wright is going to make an impact over there right away. When you take somebody that high in a draft when you don't have your first or second round pick, I think you expect him to contribute in his first season. So watch for that. I think Perrion Winfrey is going to be right in the thick of things in many ways right away in the middle of that defensive line. So I think he's somebody to look at. You know that Cade York is going to make an impact immediately. They're not even they didn't even keep around the other kickers for competition. It's like, this is your job. Go for it. And then, you know, then you'll see what you get from some of the other guys.
The draft pick of Alex Wright, I think, is really interesting, Mary Kay, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, was not, you know, one of the most highly thought of edge rushers, but seems like a guy who has incredible physical tools and possibilities ahead of him, and he's only 21 years old. Were they drafting on potential more than anything else, or why do you think he was that guy at that right time?
Well, I think they do draft a lot on potential and on age, and they go for guys that are going to be able to contribute more so in their second seasons. At least that's what they're doing right now. You can't do that every year. I mean, as Paul DePodesta mentioned, when you have holes to fill, you've got to plug those rookies in there. But they're not in that situation right now where they're desperate to have a bunch of rookies playing for them. But I do think that Alex Wright and a number of these guys are players that they will develop, that they will hope can be something for them 1 year down the road after this, 2 years down the road, and three. But I do think that he has good potential as an edge rusher, good speed, good power, and somebody that I think he can learn a lot from Miles and Jadeveon.
Where do we go with Baker? I think that's the million-dollar question that came out of the weekend. And how close do you think it was to having a deal with Carolina?
You know, I don't think it got real close because the money is just an issue. And you have to work out the money and the draft pick together. It's a balancing act. And they just really were not able to agree on anything, in part because I don't think every single person in the Panthers organization was on board with this. And then also just from the money aspect of it, you know, they just didn't want to pay a whole bunch of that $18.86 million. And the Browns don't want to pay a ton of it either. So I don't think they got very close, but they, you know, they did talk a significant amount. Things did, you know, progress, and it just didn't work out.
Okay, what do you think about drafting a kicker in the fourth round?
Oh, I'm fine with it. I'm absolutely fine with it. If you end up getting your next Phil Dawson, now that's a tall order, but if you get that guy and he contributes in the way that like an Evan McPherson did for the Bengals last year, they wouldn't have been in the Super Bowl if Evan McPherson didn't hit some of those kicks. Same thing with Justin Tucker. I mean, what he contributes to that football team and how it can change your offensive strategy. I have no problem whatsoever with them taking a kicker in the fourth round.
The only thing about it to me, Mary Kay, and I'm with you on that, but boy, they better hit that. You know, you didn't hit with Zane Gonzalez. Other teams have drafted guys and didn't hit. You mentioned three terrific kickers. One was drafted, two were free agents. It's just such a crapshoot to me that, man, my fingers are crossed that they hit this. Because, you know, and not that you would have got a game changer with the fourth pick if you used it on something else, but and you could, a kicker. But, boy, he better be good because so many of these guys don't get drafted and they become really, really good at their position.
Well, that's true. But if you need one and there's one available, yep, in the year that you have – a draft pick and you can get your hands on him, you almost have to do it. It's like center. You know, center is not a sexy pick at all, but you don't realize how much you need one until you don't have one. So sometimes people reach for a center and it's kind of like, eh, but you know, then it worked, right? And then it works
yeah, you're
out.
Right.
Where,
yeah.
You know, where you have an important position filled for a long time. And I think that's what they did here. I had no problem with it. It's a crapshoot for anybody in the fourth round, or any round for that matter, really. But to, you know, to go and get somebody that can impact your 2022 season the way that he probably will in the fourth round, I have no problem with that.
Mary Kay, what have we learned about Andrew Berry through these three drafts? Like, what can we bank on? what was a surprise? You know, what have we truly learned about the front office over now? We have a measurable amount of time. It's not like, well, first round, and we still don't know how these players are going to project or how they're going to play out. I should say, not project, but we have learned some things, haven't we?
Oh, we definitely have. I mean, first and foremost, I think you can see that he likes to draft 20 or 21-year-olds. They go for the really young guys that are going to be around for a long time. Doesn't it seem like David Njoku has been in the NFL for like 10 years? He's like 18 or something. They go for these really, really young guys. So that's number one. And then they draft for the future. They do not draft for need. They draft for best available player. And they really are true to that. They'll double up on certain positions. And he loves defensive backs. Former defensive backs and former offensive linemen never quite shake that out of their system. And Andrew Berry is a former defensive back. But truthfully, you need a ton of really, really good cornerbacks anyways. But they love their defensive backs on this football team. So I think you should never be surprised when they end up drafting cornerbacks and even safeties pretty high. So those are some things. And then I think that's about it. Oh, the other thing is they will always seek to get more picks. Somehow, some way, they will maximize their chances and their swings at the plate. So those are some key traits that we've learned so far.
But going backwards in the draft, moving out of 44 and going back, I mean, financially, there's a reward for them to do that, right? Because the higher the draft pick, the more you're going to have to pay them. And then, you know, if you're going to – they put themselves in a better financial spot knowing that they've got big contracts to pay down the road, right? That has to play into some of their moves from over the weekend too. Yes, no, or maybe not that much.
No, I don't think that much. I don't think when you're going from the second round to the fourth round that the money is a big enough issue that you would do it for that reason.
Okay.
I think what they were trying to do there was they really felt that they had, you know, a bunch of players in that fourth round that would fall to the fourth round that they had high grades on and that they could get there. And that, again, once again, instead of getting one player at 44, they felt they got good value on three players. And so that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to have more opportunities to get more guys in here that could become really, really good football players for you. So I think you'll continue to see that. And then, you know, I thought, you know, they had to make up a little bit for the fact that they traded away so many picks and so many high picks in the Deshaun Watson trade that's another reason to go out and try to grab a few more guys.
Mary Kay, you mentioned the young guys. Perrion Winfrey is one of those guys. He turns 22 in August, so he's really young. But I think it's interesting. In each draft, Andrew Berry has taken a defensive tackle in either the third or the fourth round. And so far, I think it's fair to say we haven't seen Jordan Elliott make a major impact. Same thing with Tommy Togiai. Are they really counting on those guys to make a step this year and to become key guys in the middle of that defensive line? Or do you think they're looking for a veteran to still come in and maybe pair him with Perrion Winfrey, and hopefully he does better as a rookie than Elliott and Togiai did?
Well, I think they expect Perrion Winfrey to come in as a rookie and do better than those guys did. I think that they probably had a pretty high grade on him. Even Dane Brugler had from The Athletic, the great draft analyst,
right,
had a second-round grade on Perrion Winfrey. The 33rd team, which includes, you know, some former Browns execs, had him as their number 36 overall pick on their big board. So I think they had him much more highly rated than they did the other guys and expect him to make more of an impact right away. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean that they still won't add some veterans to the room as things go through the offseason here. But, you know, I don't think they're viewing Perrion Winfrey right now and Jordan Elliott in the exact same light.
Mary Kay, drafting Jerome Ford at running back, who started at Alabama, then went to Cincinnati and was nondescript until this last year when he had, what, 1,300 yards, 19 touchdowns, means what for the Browns' backfield?
Well, it's kind of crowded in there right now, and I don't think everybody, you know, not everybody's going to make the final roster. There's just too many of them. So something's going to have to give. I mean, one way they could probably like spin it a little bit is if Demetric Felton really does spend all of his time or most of his time with the receivers. Now, a Brown scout told us that he's going to be working with the running backs, and maybe he will be focusing more on running back right now, but it's crowded over there. And I don't know if it means that that they'll try to trade De'Ernest or what exactly it means right now. I hope it doesn't mean that you know, that they're going to do anything with Kareem, because I think Kareem is so good and so important to this football team. So hopefully he'll still be good to go as they move through the offseason.
Mary Kay, as always, great coverage over the weekend. We look forward to talking to you next week as well. And hopefully you get a day off here. I hope you do.
One of these days.
All right. We'll see if we can make a phone call for you. Thank you, Mary Kay.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
We'll talk to you soon. Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.